When the winter storm warnings went off, I ignored them. I have been fooled too many times in the past, waiting and watching for the snow to cover everything and bring a sense of quiet and peace to my yard. However, I always hold out hope, even when it has failed me so many times, at least when it came to predicting snow. Yet here I sit in front of the fireplace with Tucker, tucked in beside me, thinking how wonderful it is to be having snow and lots of it. Snow is special to me. It falls on the deepest parts of my memory, offering wonder with every flake. I admit it. I love winter and I love snow. Something about snow is magical for me. I feel safe and protected when it wraps itself around me. The memory of our neighborhood gangs tumbling out of doors, gloved, booted, in head-to-toe snowsuits, brings a lightness to my life. Eventually, exhaustion would drive us indoors. And if we were lucky, and if my mother was feeling particularly cheerful, big mugs of steaming hot chocolate would be on the table, waiting for us. Those memories are precious to me. John Stewart recently said, "I have come to appreciate the quiet activism of living a pleasant life." He couldn't be more right. I offer that idea to anyone who is game to try it on. A pleasant life does not mean it's free of struggle, worry, or suffering. A pleasant life is trusting in your goodness and the goodness of others. Snow, it's pleasant, and today, that's magical. I'm Lou Ness, and that's my perspective.